you get me the key then, please? Have you got everything, Richard?
Yes.
No.
Have you, Amy?
Yes.
Right. Matthew?
Yes.
Did you have anything else? Right, are we ready? What am I standing on? Will you pick it up, please? Oh, I forgot it's bin day. I'll have to hurry back from school. Right, troops, forward march. Put the key in my pocket. Rebecca's the colonel.
Yes.
Right, colonel, open the door, please. Yes? I had to go back. It suddenly occurred to me I've got the back door key, but it might still have been bolted. I didn't know if Jim had bolted it when he went to work, or see, he went out before I got up.
Abdul's people.
You caught a cat in your garden.
Hello.
A ginger and white one.
A ginger and white one. Did you?
No, and the colonel. She's the oldest.
Right, left, right. Up, two, three.
I'm sorry, but I've got to run with one hand. I've got to keep my rucksack on with the other one. Are you? You're the sergeant.
Hi, Louise.
You're the sergeant.
I'm the sergeant, yeah.
Let's catch up with Louise.
And you're the colonel.
He's the lieutenant and I'm the sergeant.
There's four of you. What's the other one?
You all right, Anne?
Yes, thank you. Are you?
Yeah.
Good.
Is that your shopping list? You're right. Right, it's on the moon.
And what have you got to say this morning, Erin? Nothing.
Hello, Anne.
Is that all? Is Christopher awake? Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's got tight holes and
rattle.
He's got what? He's got tight holes and rattle.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Keep together, everyone. I'm the colonel. I'm the commander in chief.
I'm doing nothing.
Haven't we got a lance corporal?
No.
My son's a lance corporal. Oh, quickly, there's a car coming. They tell me it's open day on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know. But yeah. You know, I haven't... Have they had letters about it?
Yes, yellow letter.
Oh, I mustn't have read it. They usually show me the letters in case it's something to do with me. So I want collecting early.
More than likely.
Well, none of the parents... Ouch, broken a nail.
Go forward.
None of them will be going during school hours, so I'll get them out. Half an hour or three quarters of an hour early or something.
Been up since 7:30. She's stuck a broken down snail.
I've never heard that one, a broken down snail. I like that. That appeals to me. I shall use that.
past my body. I mean, she was upstairs 3/4 of an hour, and when she came to the top of the stairs, she still just had her best knickers on. I said, hurry up!
Bye, Matthew. Are you?
Bye, Anne.
Oh, yes, you're not in my house.
Bye, children.
Bye, Rebecca.
Bye, Rebecca.
Bye, Rebecca. Bye, Amy. Bye, Matthew. Bye, Richard. I've got a load of videos in here. The triplets left on Friday. Oh. Although I don't think Trevor would have wanted to carry them because he was pushing them up. Dorothy had to go up to Scotland.
Oh, I see.
Her own job. Oh, has Cathy had her hair done?
Oh, yes.
Oh!
Morning. Yes, I'm good, mate.
Good. Very smart.
I've finished me here. I mean, I'm finished.
You've finished your decorating.
Yes. Last, I was got moved back in last night. Carrie, please.
Who is it?
I don't know. Sorry, Adam. Don't know who that one is.
So, will you see Lorraine then?
I don't know. Does she pick Paul up tonight?
I don't know. Does, if she doesn't, if we don't see her, I'll ring her.
Right.
Right.
Morning.
I better get over the road. I'm not sure if I'm seeing Martin or over or not, because Dorothy's got her mother staying with her.
You can't remember.
Yeah.
That's the one that was helping the couple on the gymnastics. The purple coat on. You know what? I can't think of her name. What's this? I missed you. Oh, is this the thing that we're around the door with? Ah, yes.
Shut up.
I'm not doing it.
And I'm here.
Oh, where's your mum?
She's parked over there.
Oh, I've got to go and see her. Right, Pat. Your granny Iris get here?
She didn't come here.
No, but she came. She's come to stay with you?
No.
Yes. All right, Pat. See you. Bye. Oops.
Want to lift along, Anne?
Oh yes, please. I've got a pile of stuff in here anyway for you.
Okay,
the video is your children's videos.
Oh right.
And what else? Oh, and the Goldilocks book he didn't take home.
No.
I found that yesterday in the doll's pram. Mm.
I was going to ask a favour, if you don't mind, for tonight.
Yeah.
Would you mind having the boys for about half an hour, because I would like to get Bryony's hair cut. I want about 3 or 4 inches off the bottom.
Uh-huh, no problem.
And I think she's going to have an absolute screaming fit.
Where are you taking her?
Probably to the one at Starb Hill, if I can get an appointment, please.
Yeah.
It's just that, well, you can imagine what she's going to be like. But she screams so much when she gets her hair combed, and she won't have it tied back. So even though I like,
still haven't given that. Remind me, seeing Shona there. I don't think I've given her that pair of trousers and the sweatshirt. Mm. And I've told her that I've got them. I must look for them.
Right, so that'd be lovely. No, if you don't mind having that to school.
Right, I'll get you these.
Oh, I'll pick them up if you like. Because I'm going to go and see if I can get my shoes mended.
Oh, well, I'll give you them now because they're here in the car.
Oh,
I've got,
right.
I've got them with me. That's the card with teddy bears on that Bryony wanted, that she kept meaning to take home.
It's a nice
and
card,
kept forgetting. It is, yes. Oh, she loved it. She carried it all around on Tuesday. Right, there are your videos.
Right, thanks. The children have been difficult this weekend. I don't know what's the matter with them. I think they're just...
Well, they seem to... Richard seemed to cry a bit more, or a bit easier, you know, if he bumped himself. And Bryony, and I think it was, well, Bryony, it seemed to be a heavy cold, was making her feel miserable.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it was with all of them, they were just slightly under the weather.
And Martin has taught them to say, "You stupid zombie."
Oh, great. Oh, great.
I know, that's, I'm really pleased about
that. Oh, dear.
So... James going around calling everybody a stupid zombie.
Oh, well, it makes a change from a stupid idiot.
I know. It's going to be wonderful at nursery if he goes straight up to his teacher again.
Oh, again? Why?
You know when she told him to close the cupboard?
No.
At nursery?
No.
He was going in her cupboard, Mrs. Coward.
I gather he said you stupid idiot.
Oh dear. Oh, what a start on your first visit.
Oh,
good impression.
I know, I think that's part of the reason why she said you've got your hands full.
I heard her say you've got your hands full, but I didn't know why. Oh, hey.
And then with Richard having screaming fits when it was time to go home.
Ah, but that was a good sign, wasn't it? He was screaming because he had to go home.
Yeah, but none of them would sit down or anything like that.
I
think she's got quite a picture memory of them. Well, I mean, that's what children are like.
Well, none of the others looked as young as them, did they?
No, they're not. I mean, they're not even three. Yet they're going to be the absolute youngest. Joe, who started, you know, Debbie, who's
yes,
got three boys.
Yes.
Joe was three at the beginning of February. Well, at that age, a few months makes a difference.
It does, yes. Oh, how's your mother?
All right, she's quite canny.
She hasn't driven me around the bend yet.
Oh, Sharon, I've been squawking it each week because the kids have been so diabolical.
Oh, dear.
So I think she's got quite an impression of Trevor now. I keep saying to her, they're not normally like this.
Well, they're not. But if they're not feeling quite well, what can you expect?
No.
I mean, what do you feel like when you're not quite well? Aren't you short-tempered and whatever?
Oh,
I've undone my belt. Right then, I'll see you.
Do you want me to, have you got everything that you need to give me? Yes, you
yes,
have. You've given me everything.
Yeah, one book, four videos.
Right, lovely. And I'll see you. Or do you want to keep those for tomorrow? Those videos.
I just thought you might have needed them today, that was all.
Oh, I'm going to get them out as much as possible.
If you're going up the wall with them, if they're not very well. Okay.
Did they actually watch them last week?
They watched a bit of Spot and a bit of Paddington. They weren't watching them for very long at all.
Right. I'll have those in case you're climbing up the wall.
Oh, I'm climbing up.
Very fond of Rosie and Jim.
Oh, yes. If I'm climbing up the wall, I just take them out.
Yeah.
Right, can you... Wait a minute. I've got my hand caught round the handle. Right. Oh, you'll need James's Goldilocks book, though.
Right, right.
Okay. Ow, my head.
So
you didn't do it, it was me.
As close to 3:30 as I can, so I can be back before you come up.
Right.
Right.
Thanks so much. Right, thanks. See
you
later.
Bye.
Bye. Morning, Isabel. Kennel maid. Yes. Paul! It's like Fort Knox, your house. Where do I get car mats for Jim's car?
Car mat in Morpeth?
Yes. I want some car mats for his birthday.
He's on.
Yes, he's only getting a little present because I'm still paying for his camcorder till next month.
Morpeth Auto Parts.
Where's that?
It's
Mays
the Foodshop. Yeah. Next to Rydales for New.
Oh, right up the top of Newgate Street.
Yeah, above that will be the bookshop.
Because you have to get special mats for special cars, don't you? Don't you?
You can, or you can get universal fit ones.
Oh. I just wondered because we were in Winners once and they had some and he picked them up and he looked at them and he said, I don't think these are the right shape for my car and I know he needs some.
The Winners sell them, don't they?
Oh, yes, but
I
can't remember how much they were.
Does it not say on the package?
Some do.
Some
are probably tailored.
I didn't know if you had to go to a special Fiat garage or what.
No.
Did you have Sheila Hammond yesterday?
Yes.
Because she'd gone to you first and she came along. She says, Anne's not in. She said, I've come down to see you both. I said, I think she'll be at the hospital visiting her mother-in-law.
Yeah, I was.
So when she went out, I says, Anne's probably back now. And she says, well, if I don't see her, tell her I've been down. Mm-hmm. And so I said to Paul, I'm going to get plenty of conversation today.
Yes, it was nice to see her, wasn't it?
It was very nice. And she says, Edith's in America.
Well, I knew that. I met Edith the day before she was going. She said, according to Sheila, David's not as bad as Edith says he is. But Edith said to me...
He still comes down to Morpeth.
Does he?
Upstairs,
I haven't seen
down.
Him. Oh.
I said I haven't seen him. Oh, she says he does. He goes down.
I must have been out at the wrong time.
He can't see, can't read for terribly for a long period of time.
She said he's most upset because he can't drive anymore.
Are you on your own?
Yes.
Want a cup of coffee?
Well, were you making one now?
He's just making one, yeah.
Oh. Half a one, please, Paul. Half a cup, please. I'll just go and lock my door then.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Yes, I'm going to get these car mats.
Of course, I'm going as well.
Well, if that's where I'm going to, I wouldn't be able to get the triple buggy into that shop, would I?
Has it got double doors, that shop?
It's only a small shop, isn't it? Anyway, it's better to go today. It's too far to walk them, and it's uphill all the way with that chariot. Yes. Besides which, if I can't get any, I'll have to think of something else. Right, I'll go and lock my door. Oh, ooh, it's stiff.
Oh. I think it's the wet. Which is mine? Without sugar? The one on the right. That one, okay. Right. Oh. How long's the kettle been on? Oh, right, oh, I might want to sit down and I'm economising.
Doesn't sound very hopeful. Does Bob know a lot about growing plants and things as well as vegetables?
Oh yes, he probably knows.
I want somebody who knows something about gardening. I'm trying to find out why one of our azaleas has turned up its toes.
Albert over the road would be the best one. Because he was grounds gardener.
I'll try and...
He would deal with shrubs more than... Bob hasn't got any... I mean, he grows flowers and sweet peas and things like
that.
I mean, he maybe does know, but I mean, Albert is...
Is it lit?
Mm-hmm. Albert is the gardener. He's a real good gardener. I mean, he shows...
Well, they're both in tubs. They're both planted in ericaceous compost, which is what we were told.
Yeah.
When we fed them before the winter, we gave them proper fertiliser for things that need acid soil.
Mm-hmm.
I know they can be affected by wind and frost, and it turns the leaves brown and kills off the buds. But why is only one affected? And as soon
as
it's...
Are they different kinds?
No.
Or are they exactly the same?
They're the same kind, exactly, but they're different colours, that's all. They're both in wooden half barrels.
Don't azaleas shed their leaves?
I think some do. But some are evergreen, and these are evergreen.
Oh, because I had one in the garden here, and we moved it actually when we took the hedge out to put the fence, the gate on, and we moved it somewhere else, and it just died off. But it used to shed its leaves.
Well, yeah, I
and
think
I think you're
do.
Supposed to prune a little bit, aren't you?
They're not big enough to prune yet. They're about.
But should you not prune them like
18
inches? To encourage your growth?
No, it
Do you see an advert going past, back and forwards to the garden?
It said in the gardening book, it didn't say much about them, really. It's mostly about, you know, huge rhododendrons. It's only a little bit at the end of that. But,
I've got a book here.
You know that polythene that's got wire netting in between it? Like a wire netting sandwich with clear polythene on the outside. We bent some of that round the windward side of the barrel and tied a lump of string round it to keep it on. So it's been sheltered from the wind. We've made sure...
Have cats done something on it?
Oh, God, next door's cats. I thought I had one in the house yesterday when Sheila was going. Jackie was in her garden.
Oh, yes.
And I was telling her that that was the daughter-in-law of Mrs. who lived there before Graham did.
Yeah.
And I'd left the front door and the inner door open and...
I don't switch off, I have to go and do it.
Oh. And the cat was lurking around. However, it had gone somewhere else. I can't.
Oh gosh, I feel it full.
Oh, never mind, I'll drink half of it. Azaleas. It just says, what is it? Lime-free soil plus large quantities of peat or leaf mould. Some shade during the heat of the day. It doesn't get any, when the sun's at the hottest anyway, it's sheltered, it only gets... Oh, and the other thing is, it doesn't say here, but you're supposed to, there's supposed to be somewhere where they'll be sheltered from the early morning sun if there's been a frost. Well, we've had frost, we haven't done the early morning sun anyway. Thank you.
Deciduous azaleas reach 5 to 8 feet.
I gave it some water because
there might be different types, you see.
No, it's just turning up its toes. How much are Carmats, Paul?
I think they're well arranged about £2 each up to about £5 each.
I can afford that.
Evergreen azaleas, mostly small plants, 3 to 4 feet high. Is that what we've got?
Yes, small, they are small because I got them to go in these half barrels.
Prolifically May and June, mostly hybrids, forms of Karoom azalea. Look for the fern down hybrids, very dwarf plants, flowering June and July. Exceptionally hardy but needing shade.
Well, it's against the garage wall.
Mostly very hardy, large flowers, pale colours. No pruning needed. Propagated by layers.
It said in my book, just tidy them up if you know, if they needed a bit of tidying up.
Seeds from mixed colour forms. Oh, it doesn't say any more than that. No, it didn't say.
That's more or less what it said in my book, except they need to be shaded from early morning sun if there's been a frost. Well, we've had plenty of frost, but there's been no early morning sun. I know there's been wind.
Oh, there's been a lot of wind. But wind, which probably is bad as a frost.
Yeah.
Have you got them in separate containers?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I think I have.
And they're beside the garage, facing towards the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're sharp.
And the sun always comes along the side of the house. I can tell because my washing always blows towards the gate, to the back gate, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So that must be, that's south over there, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Which should be a south wind. It's not even a north wind.
That's west.
Yes, that's right.
No.
Hang on.
That's west, that's east, that's north.
Wait a minute, which direction's Scotland?
That's south.
Oh, my nose.
That's south.
Yes.
That's
well, it's coming along the side of the house, along there.
Yeah, but that'll be like a tunnel, you know, when the wind's blowing, because the wind hits our front windows. And is it the one nearest the front?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No.
But it's only about what's in between the two barrels. The you know that small cauldron with primroses in?
Mm.
That's all that's separating them. I mean, they're close together.
Yes, but different plants respond differently to...
And it's not wind. Big enough to shelter the other one. And the other one looks perfectly healthy.
Unless you've just got some disease.
Good cup of coffee, that.
Eh?
I said it's a good cup of coffee, that.
Thank Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
It's the one coffee I get made per day. I get one in the morning, and then at night, when he makes tea at night, he makes a cup of tea at night. And that's his effort. So, Sheila was saying that Andrea's in Bath.
Oh.
I said, what's she doing? She says she's going to do archaeology.
Oh, yes,
but
no.
She says she's 21 and she's got no A-levels yet.
Well, what about Kathleen's Jenny is 17.
I know, and she's coming to Newcastle.
Yes.
University.
Yeah.
Because she said she's just bought a flat in Hinton Farm. She's going to let two of them. But, I mean, I thought Andrea was going in catering, and she says, well, that's what they hoped. I thought that would be best for her.
Oh, yes, she was very keen, wasn't she, when she used to come and stay with her grandma?
Now wanting to do archaeology, but she says she hasn't got any A-levels.
You can't do that without A-levels.
So she says, I don't think she's really capable of getting A-levels. But she's dyslexic, isn't she?
Yes.
Oh. So she says, Graham...
And Jennifer's doing, did she say history and politics?
Oh, right. Is she doing
this?
Yeah. Gillam, he's working for some publishers in London.
So he must be 20...
Oh, he'd be...
4, 5?
Yes, I think, because he's through university.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And his aunt's still in Kenya? I didn't ask her any of this.
She's in Nairobi.
Yes.
Nairobi. And she says she comes across occasionally. They weren't going to let the house.
Well, I thought Edith said she came across at Christmas. Because if you remember, we've always sent her Christmas cards to her house in near Harrogate, haven't we?
That's right, yes.
Well, we didn't know where else to send them.
Because no. She'd gone down for a couple of days when she was up. But she says she hasn't been up to see her for about 18 months.
You know when when we went up to Edith when she'd first moved in for coffee, didn't Edith say then that Anne came across for Christmas to be with the children?
Isn't it?
Oh yes, it will be.
It wasn't last summer. Well, it
could
be
the end. Edith moved in. Was it January or February?
January.
That's right, because we got a card in our Christmas card saying that they were moving back to Morpeth, and they hoped to be in by January the something.
I think it was January.
Yeah. Oh. Was that when she said Frank only came for a short while or something? Yeah. So he doesn't have to pay taxes.
They must find it expensive because, I mean, if they're keeping that house on, they'll have to have somebody going in to look at it, won't they? And they'll have a home in Nairobi.
Yes.
Still, it must pay him. It must pay him to do that.
What's Paul doing?
Perfectly honest, I don't know. I spent a lot of time in there.
I
don't quite know what he does sometimes.
I was watching for him. I'd been to the loo and I glanced out the landing window and I thought it looked too tall for you. I thought it was his shape moving behind your kitchen net curtain. And I thought, oh, I'll dash and ask him now about those car mats so I can go and get them.
Well, I'll tell them what kind of car it is.
Yes. Well, this is why I thought perhaps... I didn't want to ask Jim too much or he would know I was buying them for
That's
him, you
right,
see.
Yes.
And I remember this time in Winners when he picked them up and looked at them and said, I don't think these are the right ones for my car. And
that's small, you
that's
see,
why I thought. And I was thinking, where on earth is there a shop in Morpeth that sells things like that?
Mm.
Or do you have to go to a garage? And I'd forgotten that fruit
you
shop
know,
was one now.
It's very useful, actually. I've been up there buying things for him in the past when he was... operating a taxi and you haven't found a police
officer.
Yeah. And if they haven't got it, they'll get it for you. They're very good.
Mm. Yeah. You mean if they haven't got any, I'll have to make a model. I bought him one Christmas years and, oh, hey, we were just married. And I ordered him an extending ladder from the co-op.
Mm.
And I ordered it in November. It finally came in February. So I bought him something else for Christmas, something smaller. And I made him a model out of matchsticks, and I said, this is
oh
the prototype
my.
Of your Christmas present.
Goodness, that would take some
I just sort of made two short ladders about 2 inches long.
All right.
I think I did it with a pair of tweezers so I could stick the matchsticks together. And then I stuck one half on top of the other to make it look like an extending ladder. Yes.
When is his birthday then?
Wednesday.
Oh, right. So he's an April birthday.
Yes. Mm. He's always telling me all the best people are born in April.
Well, Mick's niece, really, Jennifer, she was born on April Fool's Day.
Oh, yes.
April Fool's.
I'll tell you who else is the 1st of April as well, Mrs. Horton, at this end of the old people's bungalows.
Oh, yes, I know what you mean. I see the son's he hasn't retired, he's given notice that he's not going to be on the market committee now. Oh, I saw your photograph in the Morpeth Herald. Did you see it?
I'll tell you why he's probably not going to be on the market committee, because his daughter had a jewellery stall.
He said there's been a lot of talk about his daughter and son-in-law having a stall, and Morpeth is one of the markets they intend to trade in. And he thinks that he'll be sort of fighting for rights.
She's on the council, the town council, his daughter.
Is she?
Fiona, yes. According to Jim, she's never opened her mouth and said a single thing yet, but...
but she turns up.
Yes. Well, I suppose he's had a lot of flack. I mean, look at the...
Well, you see,
everyone says, if you want a council house in Morpeth, you've
well,
got
that's
to...
Well, that was mentioned in the article as well.
You've got to join the Liberal Party and you've got to be related to Ian...
but
let's face it...
When he was on the housing...
Well, all his three children got houses at 18.
Yes.
None of them married.
Yeah.
And when this one, who's got the market stall, was pregnant... She gave up her flat and went to live with her mother.
Mm-hmm.
When she was pregnant again, I think the father by then was divorced, so she married him. She immediately got a house.
Yes.
No, she had a house to start with. When you think of all the families on the waiting list
waiting.
And single 18-year-olds being given houses, they left themselves wide open
right.
for
well, that was
people
mentioned
to
in the article as well, about the housing community.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's silly to put yourself in that predicament, isn't it?
Mm.
It's
a matter. Stupid.
Well, I'm going
but remember when...
This afternoon.
Are you?
Day on.
We're
having a salad tonight. That's what I was doing in the kitchen. Washing the... Because Paul says, if you're back late, I'll be having my dinner before you come. I says, okay.
I forgot to check if Jim's got a meeting tonight. If he has, I've got to think of something to cook. That he can finish off cooking.
Yeah.
so he can eat it before I get back from aerobics, so I can stick mine in the microwave to warm
it up.
Yeah, that's something that doesn't need to be absolutely freshly cooked. Yes. No, this is why, I don't know if you remember, but she was interviewed by a reporter, Fiona, and she, when the market traders were all on strike and, you know, all those months of hustle was going on, and there was only the two fruit stalls there,
yes,
and occasionally the fish, well,
yes.
Yes, occasionally three fruit stalls and one fish stall. She said the market hadn't ceased trading, it was perfectly healthy, it was doing very well. Because I thought, where have you been? I mean, there had been, how many, 90 was it?
Yes.
Sometimes 100, mm-hmm, and four stalls at the most there, and according to her it was perfectly healthy and there was nothing wrong with it. I thought, and then I happened to go, Jim came to carry the fruit and vegetables for me, and when it had opened again, and there was she with this, I looked at Jim and I said, ah, that's why she said that, she's got this jewellery stall.
Oh, I didn't know what type of store she had, I just read about it in the papers.
I haven't had a proper look around the market for...
I
looked at the buttons next to the fruit store, because what I usually do, I go and get the fruit and vegetables. If Jim's on the right shift, he takes them home. Otherwise, I buy them while it's quieter. The man keeps them for me. I go straight across the leisure centre to Soft Play, because it's only open on Wednesdays. And then on the way back, one of them walks.
You put them in
the and bag. I put the fruit and vegetables in the buggy,
yeah,
and we come straight home because it's time to eat by then. I'll have another cigarette and then I must dash.
Yes, I'm going up the street and get an early lunch and get myself organised for going out.
What time do you to go up?
Well, 2:30 I usually...
Dorothy was telling me this morning, you know, when we were at nursery.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Mrs. say, you've got your hands full there. Dorothy told me why. Mrs. had asked James to close the cupboard and he'd called her a stupid idiot. Yes. No, that's gone out. And now Martin's taught him to call people stupid zombie, so Dorothy's not pleased.
Oh dear. He's not going to be very popular with her up at Stob Hill then. Boys soon get out of it. I mean, they settle down.
Yes.
I mean, it's good for them. They'll be amongst a lot of children and they soon learn that they can't have their own way.
Well, the boys are quite amenable, really, but...
Bryony,
you know... Tantrum screaming carries on when she doesn't want her coat on to go out.
Yeah. I had a bit of that with Joshua last week, and he's got to the stage now where don't want to.
Yes.
And he starts crying if you insist, and you have to be pretty firm with him.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other thing? Go away.
Yeah. Bryony, she's not so bad now, she's got over that phase where she refused to have a coat on. But if you're trying to get her ready, and she doesn't want to get ready, she's saying either go away or don't do that to me if I'm trying to get her coat on.
Oh dear, the joy.
And James sometimes says, I don't want to hear that. Well, she says it's not her, and I don't remember saying that.
Oh, that must be
you. I mean, no, if he says something that I don't like, I usually say, oh, that's not very nice, is it?
Mm.
But if I say to him, you're not eating properly, sit up and, you know, bring your plate near to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear that.
Won't be long now before they're at school. Another year? Yeah, this summer?
They'll go a year in... Wait a minute. they'll go a year come September, won't it? Yes, because April, May, June, July, August, September, there'll be 4 and 5 months by then.
Gosh, it's so fast,
isn't it? When you think, it doesn't seem 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know. It seemed when
the
first
tiniest.
Them, it seemed ages before they were going to be on that meter. Even
well,
there
was
going to school.
Well, James especially, the tiniest baby girl, his feet came down to the knees on it. And they had Bryony in, I'm sure it was a doll's dress. You know, when they were 2 days old, Trevor took me through to the hospital. Who?
Shirley's husband, Jimmy.
That's funny.
I've seen him about.
Jim said that to me yesterday, and I said, isn't he on holiday?
Well, he seems to be having a long holiday.
Jim said to me last night, is Jimmy... is he not working?
I've just seen him go past. I thought, I wonder if he knew. Because he's been about a lot lately.
I haven't noticed.
Mm. Yes, he's been going out with the dog rather than Shirley.
Oh. I wonder if Shirley's sister's working, because she often meets nieces. Yes, her nieces from school, and she has her nephew with her. You know, Judith's.
Does her sister live here now?
No.
But didn't she leave her husband?
Oh, she remarried.
Oh, she remarried.
She's got, yes. Have you seen her?
No,
eldest daughter, Ruth,
know.
You know, the one I used to look after. When she first left her husband, she moved in with Shirley.
Yes.
And how did they all fit in that house?
I don't know.
Because there was Shirley and Jimmy, and Anne and Sarah, and Judith, and Ruth and Christopher.
Yes.
And Christopher was Christopher 9? Or was he at by then? Ruth was definitely at Goose Hill School. She's very tall, very slim, and very, very attractive. She's really pretty. And Christopher's 6 foot something and a very handsome young man.
And does her sister work?
Well, this is what I was wondering, because Shirley seems to have been looking after. Anyway, she married this Robert.
Mm.
Apparently, she used to go out with him before she married Derek, I think her first husband was called. And now she's got Rona and Sophie. I can't remember the boy's name.
So she's got 6 children altogether? She had 3 to her first mother.
She's got Ruth and Christopher. Judith's the mother.
All right.
She's got Ruth. Shirley's Anne, to me, looks more like Judith than she looks like her mother. Except, of course, Anne's blonde and Shirley's black, or it was. She seems to have gone very grey very quickly.
Oh.
You know, really, really quickly.
Well, I suppose this is her sister you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. No, Shirley herself.
Shirley, I hadn't noticed it.
Yeah, her sister's got slightly lighter hair than Shirley had.
I don't know her sister.
But I think they live at Pegswood. But the other thing is, Judith's husband plays in a band. Now, it might be a pipe band, I'm not sure.
Oh.
And he travels around, they go, or is it a Kayleigh band, I don't know. But he sometimes goes abroad with it, I think. But he goes to different parts of the country and Judith goes with him. I know when there was only Ruth and Christopher, before Judith had Rona, they sometimes used to come and stay with Shirley. I would think it would be easier for Shirley to go to their house and look after them now. But I think.
Did the boy come to this? The girl come to this school?
No, the little ones.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, and they live at Pegswood, would you think?
Well. I wonder. Well, they certainly were living in Pegswood, but I've noticed when they bring the children to school, the car frequently comes along the riverway.
Oh, they must live down there somewhere, or maybe up
So that to come that way...
They've got to be either coming from the bottom of Bennett's Walk or from Kensington Court,
up the hill or somewhere, yes. Unless they come from Stob Hill and come by the station and over the crossing. I know, but it's sometimes it's sometimes very difficult to turn into Goose Hill off the main road. Right, I'd better go and get ready and go and get those car mats.
Make sure you get the right one.
I know.
Ask, can these be changed? Right.
Keep the bill. I'll take the jars. I've got some jars and bottles and things for the...
I've got milk bottles that I, you know, when I bought the odd...
I've still...
milk in a bottle and I don't know how to get rid of them.
I've still got one milk bottle left.
Well, I've got three, because sometimes if they haven't got milk in the co-op and they haven't got milk in Iceland, I call it Lewin's. And they have bottled
milk. I didn't know they sold milk.
Yes. So I've got a few bottles and I don't...
Well, take them back. Is there a crate there or what? Take them back there.
Oh, I never thought. Yes, I never thought. That's an idea.
I wonder if that has... Does that milkman still come round here? Has he got any customers left?
I think he does. I think he comes late at night, Paul said, because sometimes if he's up watching videos or whatever.
Oh, I've heard a milkman... I've heard bottles rattling early in the morning, but a sort of 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, but I haven't...
I was sort of lying
noticed
in bed
who it was.
Late one night when Paul came up, and I wasn't asleep, and I saw, like, this bright light. And Paul was coming up the stairs. I said, is that the police? Is that a police car? And he said, no, it'll be the milk. It's the milkman. He comes at this time. So it must be that one. Because the other chap comes about 8:30 in the morning, 9 o'clock.